This year, we spent a lot of time concentrating on the increased number of murders in Charlotte. Today, we're going to focus on a small city northeast of Charlotte, Salisbury. There have been 7 murders to date there this year, at least 4 in the past month. There's also been an increase in non-fatal shootings. Residents are concerned and want the police department to do more to quell the violence. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn went to Salisbury and filed this report.
Salisbury is a city of about 34,000 people. It's roughly 45 miles northeast of Charlotte. During the day, it looks like any other small downtown, but in a ride-along with Rowan County Commissioner Craig Pierce, he says that sense of normalcy can change in an instant.
This parking lot here has been the scene of a couple shootings.
They weren't fatal, but the lot is about a block off of downtown Main Street. Police officials say there were 47 non-fatal shootings last year, with 39 already this year. One was across the street from the police department downtown.
They're emboldened about doing whatever they want to do.
On the other side of Main, Pierce points out a murder site.
We just had a killing right there behind that bank. 2 young men lost their lives for shooting right here in this parking lot.
A large scenic mural overlooks the parking lot for Go Burrito, a popular restaurant and bar. 4 young people were shot there on July 29th around 2 a.m. 2 died. 2 days later, a 21-year-old man was found dead in front of an apartment building on another side of town. On August 12th, a man was fatally shot during the early evening hours in front of a downtown convenience store.
I've lived in this town my entire life, and I've never seen anything like this town.
Neither have residents like Martha Hinton and Shay Snyder, who stopped by the almost deserted West End Mall.
Salisbury was just a little quiet, sleepy town. Now it's definitely not quiet. It's almost every week somebody is getting hurt or killed. And it's sad.
Absolutely horrible. I don't know if the cops need to step up and do a little bit more. I mean, I hate to say that because I know they got their hands full, I'm sure. But, I mean, something's got to be done. It's just, I mean, that's why I moved out to the country, because I don't feel safer in the city no more, so.
At this downtown barbershop, a fundraiser was held for 7-year-old Ayanna Allen, killed last December in a drive-by shooting as she slept in bed with her grandmother. Brian Hunt, who owns the barbershop, says her death and the double shooting around the corner were wake-up calls for many in the community.
Without a doubt, it's gotten worse. You know, I think if we all, as a community, all took a sense of ownership of it's all our problem. So it's up to all of us to fix it and come up with something. What that is, I don't know. I just cut hair for a living.
As longtime resident Marlon Hash inspects his haircut, he says he thinks the police could do more to solve and prevent crimes.
I'm not familiar with this new chief, but I don't think they're doing enough. I believe the Salisbury Police Department needs to work on community relations with the community to get help to solve these crimes. It's a real distrust that people are like, I don't even want to talk to the police. It's
crazy. Good morning.
Jerry Stokes.
Jerry Stokes is the Salisbury police chief. He's been on the job for a year.
Unfortunately, the city has, our city is suffering from some issues with gun violence. Even our assault with deadly weapons involving firearms are higher than we would like.
Stokes says they have made arrests in all but one of this year's 7 murders. Last year, there were 10 homicides with 4 arrests. Stokes says most of the homicide and shooting victims know each other, and he attributes a lot of those incidents to gang and drug activity. He says the Crips and Bloods have a presence in Salisbury as well as MS-13, plus the opiate problem has escalated. But some others point to an understaffed police force.
We started off the year about 16 short. So when you're talking about replacing a good 20% of your force, and we're looking at a number of retirements before the end of the year, and the availability of good, solid candidates to take those positions has been a little bit of a struggle to find them.
To attract more applicants, officers received a 15% raise, but starting pay is still under $40,000. Stokes says the raise has made a difference and that he now has only 8 vacancies. But County Commissioner Pierce says,
having them hired and having them on duty is 2 different things. What he didn't tell you is 6 of the ones that they hired aren't going to be available to take the streets until October. So it makes it very easy for these drug people to come in from the big towns, transact their business in the small town that doesn't have any policemen in it, and then 30 minutes they can drive back and be in the big town. So that's part of what's happening here.
Since last year, the Sheriff's Department has helped the city with patrols and investigations at the county's expense. A big stink developed when Pierce and a Salisbury councilman suggested that the Sheriff's Department take over the city's police department until it had a full force. Right now, the city is paying for sheriff's deputies who do patrols in the city. Chief Stokes says in July they started a 90-day foot patrol program in 5 neighborhoods so officers can interact with residents more and gain their trust.
I don't think they're doing enough, but I'm definitely going to do my part.
That's barber Timothy Batten. He's organized a group called Barbers Against Bullets.
I have 6 barbers lined up. Everybody's going to give free haircuts to the kids. They're going to get gift bags. Going to learn how to tie ties, conduct themselves in interviews, how to fill out a resume. We're going to show them life skills that's going to help aid them in life instead of taking a life.
And he says he hopes they can reach them before the streets do. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.